And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome to the Glare! Your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAU Tifo Studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Oh, Jim Lee, this is a good, third hour for today. We've been having us some fun. We got at the end of the Botai and talking about, his, freedom-oriented activities. He's sitting in here hanging. And then we had Dr. Shiva Ayadore running against Elizabeth Warren, for decentralization of the system. And his whole thing is, look, man, you need somebody explain to you decentralization of. And we're going to hook them up with the community and see if we can get some interviews and such. And I'm excited about watching this process because this is going to be fun because he's right in the middle of the beast. Well, another in the middle of the beast guy, Jim Lee. Jim Lee helped promote and understand complex ideas by creating maps and timelines and articles and lectures. He's going to talk about pollution, privacy, propaganda, every chance I get, and whatever interests him and what affects us. And he has, Climate Viewer News is his blog, and it's a kind of a central area for all of his goodies and so on. But where I met him was at a G. Edward Griffin event where he gave a presentation. We've had him on a couple of times, and I've hooked him up with a lot of people that I go, oh, you need to overlap. Well, you need to talk to Jim, man. This is, you sound just like him. Because what's he doing? He's going, what if you decentralize down to the individual, be able to have their own weather station and look up in spectrometer if I know what they're chemtrailing? What if I got real lifetime, real time, I'm got, temperatures mid and weather and kind of, accurate down to the block? What if we, put on Google Earth all the HARP stations, antennas that are putting energy in? What about the cell towers? What about? Well, that's exactly what he was doing. And Google said, we changed our mind. We don't like it. And the forum went, hey, what the hell, man? This is stipulated government document appropriated and money that's gotten you, and you're taking it off? And they go, we just shut down the forums. You're not allowed. This layered knowledge is just, it's the internet of us being able to put this information out. Now it's all coming cranking down. Now it's all center. Now it's all, that's what Dr. Shiva was talking about in the last hour. He's like, man, it's coming out of Cambridge, out of Massachusetts, out of Harvard. They're training these people. It's all around us, and somebody's got to call BS on it. Jim Lee, are you a BS calling kind of individual? Is that you, man?
All day, every day. Want to fight about it?
I'll fight about it. Let's get some. what I want to make sure that we share with the audience is that your whole battle, really kind of started with what? You just wanting to get info? You thought it'd be, hey, I'll just put the information out there and then we'll all know. And they go, no, you're not allowed.
Yeah, pretty much. Google shut me down. In all fairness, they shut everybody down because basically I don't think that they realize how this stuff was going to end up getting used. And that's really what it's about. The term I like to use is called suvalence, which is the opposite of surveillance. It's spying from underneath. We're the little guys that, are going to use their sensors, their information against them. And, very quickly they realized that people were using Google Earth to talk about things that, they really didn't intend it to be. especially KML being keyhole markup language. Project Keyhole was a CIA thing. Surveillance is about using the technologies used to surveil us and turning that around. And that's exactly what I'm doing at climateviewer.org, which is Climate Viewer 3D. I've since switched to a Cesium open source 3D map. It uses WebGL. You don't have to install anything, and it's free of charge. And you can see all of the ionospheric heaters in the world, maps that I spent 3 years creating, every missile defense radar on the planet, every NSA and Five Eyes Stone Ghost member surveillance facility in the world. And boy, did I catch some hell for that, because, you know, I got interviewed on my, I went to Myrtle Beach, for my vacation and got interviewed by an NSA guy about my map. Big surprise.
Really? Yeah. Okay. What was the interview? You go, hey, you shouldn't do that. Why did you do that? We want to know who you are doing that. I mean, what was the interview?
Yeah, well, he was like, you know, I mean, how do you
they see you, seek you out, or do you just happen to see him on the beach?
You know, I saw him seeing me, and he, you know, this dude looked like, you know, Val Kilmer from Top Gun, you know, had the slick back haircut, and, you know, and it was just, it was so readily apparent to me that the guy in the aviators over there staring at me for the last 2 hours while I'm playing with my daughter at the pool has something up. So I approached him. And immediately, you know, it came out. He's like, yes, I work for the NSA. And I mean, it was so readily apparent. And, you know, we went in. And
he was there for you?
Oh, yeah. He was watching me the whole time I was there. And I said to the guy, I said, what do you have to fear? You know, I mean, everything I found on the internet. It's not like I hacked a soul to find these things. I was just real nosy, and I put it all in one place. So, you know, his flip side to it was, well, you know, this could be hurting our national security. And I'm like, what? Wasn't the saying, you know, if you have nothing to hide? I mean, come on. What are you guys up to?
I hate that national security thing. It's always like, national security doesn't include my individual freedom. I mean, when did that happen?
Oh, it happened with FISA abuses. So, like, you hear about it on the radio every, and, you know, Fox, CNN, all of it, all day long about how Hillary, Obama, the DOJ, and the FBI weaponized the NSA's Stone Ghost Network. And instead of saying the truth, they say, well, they were abusing the FISA court. And what is a FISA court? That is a way to get access to the NSA Stone Ghost Network, and it connects the Five Eyes.
Secretly.
The Five Eyes is Australia, New Zealand, Canada, US, UK, Auskanzuckus. And beneath them, there is the Nine Eyes and the 14 Eyes, which is like Germany, France, Belgium. So this came out of World War II, and it was called the British-UK Agreement. And basically, America said, hey, you remember World War I? We'll save your butts again. But in order to do that, you have to give us all of your signals intelligence, which is spy data, which is what they have in their spy network, the Stone Ghost Network, a.k.a. PRISM. That Snowden was talking about.
You know, you want to see how this, I just watched, I was in San Diego, they had at night on, it was Spectre, the 007, and the whole point of that was this, that they wanted all the intelligence communities under one database of we rule everybody, and they're going to turn it on, and James Bond, Daniel Craig goes in, he saves the planet by them not doing it, because and now we're all safe, they're not doing it. I'm like, who we BSing, man? You know, of course they're.
Oh, no, the minute they get in trouble, they just rename the programs. And that's always been the case. But this 14 Eyes of the New World Order is exactly that. It is weaponized intelligence. And the Russian government, you can see this on climateviewer.com/privacy. I talk about the three P's, pollution, privacy, and propaganda. And the reason I do that is because they're intimately related. If you talk about pollution, they're going to violate your privacy, and then they're going to make a lot of propaganda about you to shut down you, discredit your story.
All right, when we come back, more. Go to the archive, or sure as heck, the live streaming on freedomsphoenix.com. Top left, because we're going to be yakking it during the break, too. You want to not miss any live good, or you go to the archive. But I tell you, You know, I'm not going to waste a moment. But Jim Lee, maybe a pirate commercial. I always like those. We'll be right back. Jim Lee, Climate Viewer. We'll be right back. From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. Piratewithoutborders.com. Go read all the letters of Captain Mark, man, and Reprisal. We're having some fun with that. Oh, and watch the video of the ship. I'm getting my ship is designed and stuff. Cameron's really, you know, working on that a lot. So this is a good show to have after our first couple of hours because it's right in line with. Say hello to Etienne. Sitting studio guest. He's just hanging here. He has understandingyourslavery.com. He's right, you know, right in line with you. He needs to include a bunch of your stuff. I'm telling you, man, this guy's got it going on.
Ask him about, has he read The Anatomy of Slave Speak?
No, but I'm very interested.
He's writing it down.
The slave go to, go, it is the single greatest weapon I have ever, you know, got in my life. It has affected everything in my life. It is the Jedi mind trick. It is the perception management technique.
And what was it called? What was it?
The Anatomy of Slave Speak. I will drop a link in chat right now to you. If you go to climateviewer.com/
I don't put it in the Skype thing. I don't go up there doing it. You just send me an email. Yeah. Everybody puts it in the ad. Okay.
It's easy to go to climateviewer.com/propaganda, and it's the very first article linked on the page.
All right, very cool.
Yeah, so I talk about the three Ps, and the propaganda side of that is how you control people with their minds. It is hard to fight an enemy who has outposts in your head. Sally Kempton, ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? Joseph Stalin. And finally, language creates spooks that get into our head and hypnotize us. And this says, you know, political slave speak, language that is used to establish and maintain the master-slave relationship, allows people to be dominated, subjugated, and controlled by words, essentially enslaved by words.
All right, we're coming back. Right in line with it. All right, here we go.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
See how easy it was? And no government form! Ugh! You know, this permission that... You know, the one thing that I wanted to, you know, really emphasize is that what got me was, Jim Lee, when they first started Google Earth. They were looking for the community. They need, you know, that's a lot of coding, man. That's a lot of layers of putting stuff and tracking and putting on and points of interest. And they wanted, oh, look at this wide spot in the road where it has the biggest ball of strength. They didn't think that people were going to put, hey, look at this FEMA facility, and look at this, you know, high energy input and weather control of this, and kind of putting all that stuff. They go, wait. We weren't supposed to be, facilitating that. And then people start complaining in the forum that they were limiting these layers, and they go, you know what? We don't need you guys anymore. Is that about what happened? How far off am I?
You're right on the money. I put some weather modification projects into my keyhole markup language, and suddenly I was moved from the science section of the Google Earth community to the other sentient side. That's where all the tinfoil hatters hang out, apparently. So I was offended by that because I was like, look, there's credible evidence. Every one of these projects is linked to an actual website where people say they modified the weather. And, you know, I went at it with the forum moderators, and, you know, 7 years later, I'm now one of the top, you know, experts on weather modification and geoengineering on the planet. I created weathermodificationhistory.com, which has now been cited by the United Nations, Harvard, MIT, the geoengineers themselves. The United Nations taught my research at Harvard University.
Hey, Jim, don't bang the table. I'm just picking it up when you're doing
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Italian in audio here.
Okay. Oh, man, it's great stuff. Like, I get passionate about this. But, yeah, those forum mods really started to stink, and, you know, I've been at it ever since. But, you know, now that I've migrated away from Google Earth to Cesium, you know.
Whoa. Tell me the difference. What's Cesium? I don't know.
Cesium.js is it's a open source version of Google Earth. It is completely on, you know, all the code's on GitHub. It's written by a company called AGI. AGI does all the satellite tracking.
Okay, wait. I want Donna to put that up in the show notes. Okay, how do you spell it?
Cesium, like the radioactive material.
Cesium, I got that on my
JS.org.
All right, and well, spell cesium for me.
Cesium.
.us.
Yeah, cesiumjs, like javascript.org. Let me make sure I'm right on that. It might be a .com. Yeah, it's .org. Cesiumjs.org. And it says an open source JavaScript library for world-class 3D global globes and maps. And that's what I'm using now on climateviewer.org. It's completely open source. So when I was doing the Google Earth thing, I was not a programmer. I was just mapping dots using Google Earth, the app. So I had to learn to program websites and do HTML and CSS. It was a three-year process of just learning how to make websites. And then Google Earth dumped me. So then I had to learn how to code from scratch all of this Cesium stuff. And I'm pretty much getting back to where I was before. I had every satellite in the world tracked, every flight in the world tracked, every boat in the world tracked, in addition to all my static layers, plus satellites, weather, real-time earthquakes, volcanoes, all of that. I've got about 75% of that stuff back into Cesium now. And I'm still working on it every day. It's a labor of love. I do it for free. And my only payment for this is on patreon.com/climateviewer.
Then, of course, they're going to try and make you out to be Mel Gibson in Conspiracy Theory. But you got
it's
it.
It's not working.
It's you got it, man. It's on you. Doesn't mean he was wrong. And I got it, you know, right here on my, you know, take a looky-see. Well, does any of this stuff show up on Google Earth anymore? They just strip it or hidden or what?
Google Earth is now rolling out a WebGL version as well, and I guess they're, you know, they just basically dumped everybody on their butts, and then because they knew that they needed to switch to WebGL, and now they've released a new version that's, you know, up on the internet, but it's not available for developers, and God forbid I probably wouldn't go back to their go back to Google if I had to, because of how rude they were before, and who knows when they'll dump you next time. But this is open source, so I prefer open source, as I know you do. And it allows me to really dig in and to modify it to my heart's content. So I built this map to show correlations between large data sets so that people can see and connect the dots themselves. You know, you don't need a guy like me to read it to you. You can go there and see, you know, where the NSA facilities are, where the Department of Homeland Security fusion centers, every drone in America, you can see every nuclear reactor on the planet, where all of the meltdowns occurred, you know, pollution like fracking wells in America, fracking Alaska, methane releases, fugitive emissions, maps you cannot find anywhere else because I created them. And the same thing happened to a guy named George Stiller. He had 160 maps from MyReadingMap.com. Google shut him down, and he wasn't even putting maps on his website. He was actually on maps.google.com. They literally deleted his 160 maps. And, you know, I got reached out to him, and I said, man, I will put your stuff back up on mine. And interestingly enough, they deleted it right after he put up a map called Companies That Accepted TARP Money While Paying No Taxes. Fortune 500 companies that pay no taxes while accepting TARP money. Boom, all of his maps were gone.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah, so I put all 160 of his maps back up on climateviewer.org, and I support his work because he's, you know, his maps were unique. Things like the Oregon Trail, you know, mapped out, you know, Hillary's ascent to Mount Everest, and things that you can't, sunken ships all around the world. I mean, just things that he read about, he mapped it out. And it's priceless. You can't get this information anywhere else. So why would Google delete a thing like that? Censorship, plain and simple.
Well, this is you doing this. Has there been any repercussions as far as somebody claiming, I don't know, copyright or you're not allowedism or turning off your internet? Or I mean, you know, what repercussions have you had?
I mean, I've had threats. I get numerous threats all the time.
You're visited by the NSA.
Yeah, I mean, I got an NSA visit. Fort Huahuaca or whatever. The Air Force base with no runway. That's cyber defense teams and, you know, China and Russia cyber defense, you know, constantly visiting. I see you on the IP. You know, you guys can't hide. Obviously, you don't even know what an ad blocker is because you're not even blocking stat counter. It's pretty sad. And, you know, people like NASA, JPL, an artificial intelligence university in Germany, loading up my GitHub repo and then not taking out the little code that we put in there that connects to an IRC and then logs them into our chat room and says hello. So we see their IP address. And this is on Detention, not Climate Viewer 3D. But, you know, the thing that we talked about previously, my blockchain open source social network thing, it's called Netention.
Every time you hit the table with your hand, it comes through. The you know, this is a really good resource that's gone much further. And our first hour guest, our second hour guest, Dr. Shiva Iyadura, he is you know, the inventor of email from MIT. You know, wow. He's running for U.S. Senate against Elizabeth Warren, and he's from India. So it takes a real Indian to beat a fake Indian kind of thing. Oh, and he's all in line with you. Yeah, it's just right in line with a lot of this, you know, science and truth and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be an interesting campaign, but I'm wondering, you know, the stuff that you're doing is being used by whom? I mean, they go, yay, look at all this, and yet, or is it all criticism, or you getting some kind of support? What's the response?
I mean, the public loves it. I really haven't had any pushback anymore. I think that they realize that there's really nothing they can do to shut me up. You know, I'm not, you know, money's not my motivation. I do this for the love of information. You know, I'm an input guy. You know, I believe in data love.
Input.
So, yeah.
Johnny Five,
man. That's me all day, every day. So, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, strings they could pull. They're not going to be able to shut this down. I've made it so that this is now on a flat map. So it's literally all the files. There's no PHP, no databases, no logins, no passwords. There's no way to hack it. If you were to hack it, it's all in a zip file and it's mirrored on like 16 sites. And I've sent copies of it to my friends in Anonymous, and they support me 110%. If I have a tax on my site, I holler at my boys in Anonymous and those tax go away. So I'm not really, I mean, bring it, you know.
No, I'm hip. But, you know, they're bringing it for what? I mean, what's the threat that you have? When we come back, you know, let's talk about that. Why is this information so, I don't know.
Because a picture's worth a thousand words.
You know, yeah, at the end, he's like, he's all about the pictures, okay? The you know, here we have in studio guest, he's hanging out here, understandingyourslavery.com. So he's sitting there taking notes from you, you know. But the we'll be back in a few minutes here, just a couple of minutes. But I want to save this conversation for the air because I want you to express, you know, what the threat is. I mean, why are they going? I mean, why are you such a threat? It's just information of decentralized of we feed in information pointing our sensors up in the weather of my house of why not? You know, and they go, nope. Why? And why are they talking? Save it for the air. Get all worked up. Yeah, get all worked up. Here we go.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
I mean, you know, you talk about this stuff, and it just, you know, it's over and over and over and over and over, and you get it, and you feel like you're, like, in the freaking Twilight Zone. Yeah, man, I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it? Okay. I want to make sure that Jim Lee, you know, answers this question. The threat of having this accurate information that does a lot of, I mean, whatever the heck it is what? They're going, no, because what? Why?
Because a picture is worth 1,000 words and a map is worth several million. Because it ties information to places. You know, words are ethereal. Reading them on web blogs and watching videos takes so much time. And what I quickly realized was that, you know, if somebody's hearing me for the first time, they would literally have to go and devote a part-time job to going through my articles to catch up to where I am now. But with a map, it's instantaneous. It's, you know, it's visceral and it resonates with people. You see the place, you see the data, and you instantly know. And it hit me in the gut when I had this first correlation. Where there is the U.S. drought monitor and you see the drought is where you see fracking wells. And where you see fracking wells is where there is weather modification. And when you just turn those three layers on, you quickly, and you don't have to be a scientist to do this, you see the correlation that the drought is caused by fracking wells that use tons of water. And as a result, water reservoir operators and owners pay people to modify the weather to fill the reservoirs back up. And it's predominantly on the West Coast. So if you've ever driven across America, especially through Texas, you'll realize that it's brown on one side, the west side, and it's green on the other side. So right about the time you hit that line where all the trees disappear and you start to see a whole lot of brown, that's where the fracking really starts. And that's where the water is short. And that's where, you know, the drought occurs and they do weather modification projects to fill those up. So that's a correlation connecting the dots that is visceral. You can see it and you know, it's undeniable. And I could write articles so long that, you know, in citations galore, too long, didn't read, all your arguments are easily ignored. But taking one look at it on a map is extremely, you know, it resonates with people. They can see it. They know it to be true. And they go, wow. You know, it's got that wow factor. So that's why this information, especially at climateviewer.org, is so, you know, damning to them. Because, you know, when you start to see the size and scope of the, you know, Five Eyes surveillance state, and you realize that Obama, Hillary, the DOJ, all of these, you know, individuals are buying access to the world's top, you know, spy agency That the Russian government used a Canadian spy, paid him $3,000 a month to get access to this network. That when you see the network yourself and you realize the size and scope of it, then you start to understand what Snowden was talking about. All the documents in the world that he released, they were easily ignored. I mean, it's barely even mentioned today, even though we're in the middle of an NSA scandal right now. They just keep calling it FISA abuse. So I find that highly ironic. And that's why the information is so damning.
Because you're saying that, you know, all of a sudden you start seeing overlapping. I don't know. Is there a scientific connection? Have you done, or is it just kind of, it just looks kind of fishy.
Yeah. And I mean, to the lay individual, looking fishy is enough. To the scientific community, compartmentalization is key. And I just attended a weather modification conference in Austin, Texas. It was the American Meteorological Society's 98th annual meeting. And I got there and I interviewed, you know, companies like Raytheon, the U.S. Naval Research Lab, geoengineering scientists alike. And what I realized was on the floor where everybody had their booths, I would say to them, do you know there's a weather modification conference going on upstairs? And some of them were like, what? And I'm going, how are you at this thing where they're having a conference about weather modification and space weather modification, but you don't even know this? So connecting dots and really breaking through compartmentalization breaks down people's perceptions. And perception management is their goal. That is the info war. That is what we're doing here, is they do a perception audit, which is where they scour the internet with the NSA network, with other tools and sensors to audit what we believe. And by audit, I mean figure it out. So they figure out what we believe, then they make a plan of attack, and then they do perception management or public relations or PR, as it's called. But it all goes back to propaganda. So that's how it's all related. That this, you know, these networks that, you know, Hillary and Obama abused were about changing your mind. And then once they have determined what the public believes, they roll that out to the media and then they make their slave speak. And that is language that maintains a master-slave relationship, like you were talking about, like your previous guest is obviously talking about. That is how they control people, is through words. They don't put a gun to your head and say, pay your taxes. They use words to threaten you, and you comply.
Yeah, but it's voluntary.
Exactly, but it's voluntary income because it tax. Happens here in your head. It happens right here in your head.
Well, that's what they want. You know, it's newspeak. You know, they want voluntary means you better. I'm going to kick your ass. That's what it means.
Yeah, so it's the same thing, but slave speak is taking it a step further. It's like what Orwell was talking about, but it applies it to real world, you know, today, modern, how it works and how it's worked for centuries.
Well, I want to get back to what you're doing. You have Climate Viewer. You do all these different layers you have in the map. I mean, so your biggest visual aid is just mapping a lot of the physical manifestations of the tyranny state of whatever. And, you know, thank you, Snowden, for this program if I put it on a map.
Yeah, but at the same time, I map things different ways. On weather modification history, I have a timeline, and that's a map as well. It's just a chronological map. And in history, you know, like when you're wanting to show how they've controlled the weather from 1800 to present, then showing that chronologically with just facts and no opinions, that's another way of mapping. And it there are different ways to visualize data. And that's what this is all about, is, you know, we're trying to take very large, complex ideas that, you know, you putting it in paragraph form, trying to, you know, stick it into a 20-minute video is almost an impossibility. But creating tools that allow people to educate themselves through this open source process, that's why we're at this, you know, this great awakening that we're having today, because people are wanting to self-educate. And the tools are out there. And, you know, I'm just part of that, you know.
Okay, now, wait. Educate to learn what? You're going, hey, look at this. They're doing something. What are they doing?
Well, for my big shtick is that, you know, if you want to change the world, they're going to violate your privacy and make a bunch of lies about you. So I show people the mechanisms of that. You know, here's how they violate your privacy through these networks, through this, the, you know, these techniques, super rootkit. So that if you take your hard drive out and you put a new one in, the rootkit was actually in your BIOS on your motherboard. Surprise, surprise.
I'm, you know, that, yeah. Trusted program modules. You know, they always call it something that's not. It's always the opposite. Trusted program module. It's not to be trusted program. It's always the opposite. All right. We're going to emphasize, everybody get their pen and paper, you know, because I want to make sure that Donald will have it up in the archive of these links you just go to and look. Just look. So when we come back, let's do that now. Make sure Donna's got, you know, let's go look at the show and see, and I'll list off the things that we got so that you can tell me what needs to be added here. Let me pull up the show. Because the links to this stuff is just fascinating. And I know, you know, Etienne here, he's going, I got to go check the boy out, you know.
I already got a of slaves pulled up on my phone.
It's the single greatest. It was written by Frederick Mann. And he reached
Frederick
out to me.
Man,
and said,
I remember that name.
Yeah, he's dead. Him and his buddy, check out terrorcrat.com is the only version that's still available, but his website was taken out. Frederick Mann reached out to me personally to say that I'm the only person that's ever used his article and got it. And he actually granted me access to his secret vault. And I didn't take advantage of it at the time because I was just so damn busy. And now that he's dead, you know, this, and he had granted me permission to reproduce it on my website. So The Anatomy of Slave Speak was a life changer for me. I cannot tell you how many times in the real world I have, you know, used the Jedi mind trick on a person.
And hey, do this for me in your browser. Put Frederick Mann, Ernest Hancock.
You interviewed him?
No, I'll tell you what happened. The Legitimacy of Government. Frederick Mann, Ernest Hancock, The Legitimacy of Government. In the mid-90s, when I was doing, you know, a lot of, I was county chairman of the Libertarian Party, in an email thread.
Mindtrack.com.
I think somebody published it from Frederick Mann sent me an email, and he said, I was on the list. I saw this email of an exchange that you have with this other activist. And he goes, I want to use that. And I go, I don't care. You know, correct my spelling. I mean, you know, whatever. So he took this email and he turned it into an article, us going back and forth. I wrote this in 94. Okay. This is like, 25 years ago or something. So if you read this, you'll go, damn, man, that boy got it from back in the day. Well, Frederick, I didn't know who he was until years later, a decade or more later, when I started doing radio back in 03. It started coming back to me, and people go, oh, this guy, you were on Frederick Mann. You know, Frederick Mann. Well, I didn't know, you know, he was that big a deal. I didn't even know who he was.
Oh, he is.
But this is, you know, so this is my first kind of widely published viral article, you know, that we did. And he was really impressed with this concept. And if you read it, you'll go, damn, he's been saying this crap for decades, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, what he's talking about is, you know, being stuck on the mental. It's what Kanye West is talking about right now. And what, you know, Immortal Technique, he has an album called The Martyr. And he has specifically, if you want to know what Kanye West is talking about right now, go listen to Immortal Technique, Civil War. And it's about civil war for the soul of our nation, fighting the annihilation of mental colonization. And that's really where we're at now, is that, you know, that black people have been used by the Democrats through mind control, through keeping them stuck in a plantation mindset. That's slave speak. And that slave speak is how they control everybody.
Yeah, but, you know, they would have to spend generations and trillions of dollars in propaganda and mandatory youth indoctrination camps to make that work.
They do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, okay. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, they do that. What are you talking about?
Someone should write a book exposing it all.
Yeah! Understanding Your Slavery.com.
Yeah, global warming versus climate change is just an example. Reframing, things like that.
All right, here, we're coming back. Here we go.
Shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
What a feeling! It's an actual pages, actual information, actual. You just go there and you find it, and hello. And then they won't come explain it to you and say, not so much. You're not allowed, and we want to, you know, kind of, it's a FUD thing, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And they're going after Jim here. How's that working on you? Going, bite me. I was over the target and all this flack. Has there been any repercussions other than wanting to explain it to you? Or after the FBI, NSA, and CIA, everybody's surveilling you, they got to change out the agents every 2 weeks because you keep convincing them? I mean, you know, what's their shtick, man?
I don't know. I guess they've left me alone because they've realized that you can't hack my website. I'm not going to shut up. I was a Boy Scout. I've now put my name, face, and address, phone number out there. It's hard to kill somebody everybody knows. And I think they've realized from the past that killing people just brings more attention to the subject. So they just try to discredit them. And you can't discredit a guy who's got this much evidence. I mean, if you just mentioning my website, there are people in the activist community who fight me harder than any NSA agent ever did. And that's just the plain truth. The gatekeepers are always in the activist community, not coming from the government anymore. Like the early days, I was getting visited every single day by military defense contractors. And now it's more the pushback I get is always from fellow activists who are butthurt, jealous, or whatever. And you deal with that as it comes. But, you know, really, the pushback, I ignore it now. I just push on. I mean, why even focus? And, you know, it's a waste of energy.
Well, where's your audience? What's your most effective viewers of your sites? And so, I mean, how are they interacting with you? What are they saying? Are they trying to steer you? Are they just using it? You reference? I mean, how's it impact?
Every comment I get from a real individual is just, wow. You know, wow, holy crap, this is all in one place. I can't believe what I'm seeing here. I can't believe I heard about this. Haven't heard about this yet. Especially like my main topic of choice is geoengineering and weather modification. There are people that come to my site and they're like, you know, I've been researching this for 7 years. I've never heard of you. How is that even possible? And that is through this massive censorship. I have 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. Video barely breaks 1,000 views. So I switched it up and I started live streaming to Facebook like 2 weeks ago. I did a video last night at midnight and it had like 1,500 live viewers. And I only have 800 followers on Facebook. So how do I have 1,500 live viewers on Facebook with 800 followers and 2,000 friends, but I go over to YouTube where I have 10,000 subscribers and the numbers are all fake and I'm getting messages every day. Hey, I hit like on your video. I hit refresh. The like's gone. I'm not getting updates. You know, Google is censoring all this stuff.
No, they would. That'd be wrong.
Everybody knows it. That's why that lady went and shot the place up.
Okay, Etienne, so, I have something to say. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim. So I live on the what I call the Silicon Plantation of Northern Virginia, which is the tech quarter right outside of D.C. And so I'm, not far from Langley. And so the word on the street in D.C. is Google is the NSA, Facebook is the NSA, and Twitter is the NSA. And that the original Google algorithms were actually the algorithms that they used to search all the Echelon data, because NSA was doing search before anybody else. Yeah. And then Google and the kids, Sergey Brin, et cetera, is just kind of, like the front. And I have an article on the on my thumb drive, my flash drive of freedom called The Liberator, called How the CIA Created Google. And I don't know if you've seen that article, but it breaks.
I think I know what's in it.
You can go to understandingourslavery.com and you can see the article, How the CIA Created Google. And it goes through the specific DARPA programs. It breaks it all down. Who was involved? I think you will be fascinated.
Yeah, no, it's good to have that reference, but there's not, it's not like a lot of pushback on that now. You know, it's just that you're starting to see it manifested in what always happens. Here comes Facebook. Yeah, we need to be regulated, enough regulated, a little bit of regulated to eliminate our competition, maintain a monopoly of regulated Facebook. And I'm going, of course. They're going to, they want the U.S. to stop regulation in Europe because it's not the kind of regulation that they want. They want regulated to the point that the compliance of you got to have the people scrubbing and going and looking at and whatever. So who do they hire? I just got on Freedom's Phoenix right now. They hired John Kyle, U.S. former senator here, as you know, helping Facebook. They got Eric Holder on the left. His law firm is now representing them in tapping out, you know, conservative, you know, views of what can and can't be. I got Holder telling me what can and can't be on Facebook. So I'm just going, this is already happening. And what happened with Google and Earth and what was going on with you was just the beginning. And in 09-10, I stopped all effort and resources and funding. We have a Facebook page and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram, all that crap. But I don't use them anymore. They've been there for years, and I just don't even, I don't even look. I don't care. Because I'm just going, it's so controlled. So how are you getting the messages out? I mean, you're saying, I'm on Facebook, I did this, I do that, and you're just feeding into it. You know, where else are you going?
Well, you know, as a former Anon, the term that we like to use for it is whoring. And basically, I have a friend, his name is Master of Many Things, and he literally would go and put his videos up on his own WordPress and then do a 5-minute video on YouTube, Facebook, Vimeo, everywhere that said, hey,
we're over here.
Screw these guys. Come over to my channel here and watch the video. And, you know, so I'm just doing what a lot of people do. It's called surveillance, and it's just using their technology against them. The internet was originally invented, in my opinion, the ARPANET, DARPANET, was, you know, given to the public because it was a way to disseminate propaganda directly into the homes of foreign nationals.
AOL.
And AOL is nothing but Voice of America digitally.
No, I remember. I got all kinds of history on you because I'm old enough. I remember my first email account was like 92 or 3 or something. And I'm going immediately when you're connecting with other activists around the country, you know, liberty oriented, libertarian kind of thing. This is the first thing that we learned.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this legislation at every level of government, the local, municipal, county, state, and it's the exact same thing everywhere. We're up against and then the propaganda, the support, it was like, the whole nation's being brainwashed, and then what made it into the schools and the textbooks and the history. After a while, the internet had a double edge to it, and then people went, not so much. And the BBS has started. Then they went to World Wide Web, and they started Prism and everything through that, but now it's starting to break out again with the technology of decentralization. Then, like what you're taking, you're talking surveillance again. You know, that's the only thing I said. Hey, the only time we're going to use Facebook when we got a new place where they can't censor or delete, then we'll go, hey, we're over here now. But I'm got a pretty high standard, and there's a lot of, you know, it's you know, hailing frequencies invisible to the crowd.
Yeah, you've seen what they've done to Kim.com. I mean, you know, anytime somebody tries to make an email that's unhackable, if they try to make a file sharing site like Mega Upload, they're going to try to shut it down. But the problem is that they're losing that battle quickly. And, you know, despite the funniest thing, I read a thing from the DOD just recently that basically they're coming upon a data crisis where they have so much information that they can't sift through it. So they have to get visualization tools also so that they can try to fuzz out the white noise and find the signal. The problem is they suck at what they do, and nobody really wants, especially the hacker community. They go to DEF CON and, you know, all these events, and these guys are looking at them going like, screw you guys. Why would I work for you? Because you're just hurting people at this point. This isn't about national security. This is about working for U.S. corporate interests. And that's provable in the WikiLeaks when the State Department said, we're going to make a target retaliation list to distribute pain in Paris because they will not accept Monsanto corn. That is the U.S. State Department using the NSA network to target activists in Paris to hurt them, silence them, shut them down, pollution, privacy, and propaganda all in one. And that's why they use defense contractors to discredit Julian Assange and everybody.
All right, give out where they go to get all this good information, good they can add to their good. Where do they go?
If you go to climateviewer.com, That's all you got to do. Go to climateviewer.com and click on pollution, privacy, or propaganda at the top of the page. The pollution one will take you to my map. The privacy will explain all of the NSA stuff and let you read the articles related to that. See that map. And the propaganda will take you to the anatomy of slave speak and the perception management techniques that are used against us to control our minds.
Well, you and Etienne de la Bataille are on the same page if it takes a graphic. You know, we got to have a picture. Oh, and yours is interactive. Interactive. Thanks, Jim Lee. It's always good to catch up with you, man. You know, hang on for a second. I want to talk to you a little bit about stuff going on now.
Is spreading them.
Okay, so you're doing this, and it's being, I mean, you're going around, you're speaking, you're interacting with people, and this technology is being added to? I mean, are people doing their own research, and you're adding it to yours, or you got a community that's putting this stuff up? How's that working?
I just got a Discord chat. Like 2 weeks ago, I put one up.
You know, explain that to me, because they want me to do it for the show. The network has it. I just haven't had time to go and click. It's been a week or two, and I'm just busy. But what is it?
It works just like Facebook. I mean, it's a chat room that you can share links in, and you can assign roles. I've got it tied to my Patreon now, so that, you know, if people are patrons of mine, that they can automatically be assigned roles. So you could have like forum. It's like a forum. It's like IRC. It is freaking IRC, the JavaScript version. So
IRC, what's IRC?
Internet Relay Chat.
Oh.
I've been on the internet since I was 12. I'm 41. So I was on Trumpet Windsock with and all that. And my first version of Photoshop was version 1.0.4.4, and it was on 18 floppy disks. So I was hacking when I was 16. I won't get into all that because it's all being recorded. I understand data infrastructure and, you know, how all this works. And I didn't become an activist till, you know, somebody was talking about the Illuminati and I got curious.
You know, do me a favor. I mean, am I worthy of a favor? Come on.
Of course.
Throw me a favor.
Certainly.
Send me your stuff on Discord and sign up. Like, they really are pushing me to do this, and I don't even know anything about it. If you got, do you have a video on it or how it works, or you describe it?
I'm figuring this is the way I've always operated. I load a thing up and I start clicking buttons till I break it.
Good.
And then I go, ooh.
Good. One last thing I got to do. Help me out.
Dude, it's really simple. I mean, like,
just send me links and give me a short description of 400 words on how and what to do. Because this is
I'll send you some links. I mean, you know, just like.
Yeah, but isn't Discord Amazon or something? What is that?
I don't even freaking know. And I don't really care at this point because, you know.
Maybe that was something else I was thinking of.
I mean, honestly, like, it's Discord is mainly used by gamers. It's a chat window. It is like the Internet Relay Chat. You have your channels. So I've got Climate Viewer Chat, and then I've, you know, which has got like a general channel, and then I've got an insiders channel, which is for people who are patrons at this level. They can come in there. I haven't even set up the roles yet, so I'm still learning it myself.
So it's just a chat thing that's kind of expanded into other stuff.
It also has voice capability in it, so you can have. It's kind of like Ventrilo or TeamSpeak if you've ever used.
Yeah, so it's like gamers, so they can communicate with each other in their headset.
Yeah, kind of while in game. But
you're saying you can post other stuff.
Yeah, it still has, you know, the little preview link. So if you drop a link in there, it looks just like Facebook. It'll make a preview of the
link. Hey, where do I go? I'm at discordapp.com, but that's not probably it.
Check mine out. Go to climateviewer.com and then click on chat. It's up on the menu bar.
Climateviewer.com. Yeah, people are on my butt and they send me stuff and I'm like, God, man, one more thing I got to do. I'm just like, okay. Climate Viewer News here. Oh, so you can put your videos and stuff up there.
Yeah. So if you just look right there, the very top bar, it says chats over on the right.
Okay.
And then when you click that, that's an invite link. So that's not the actual chat room link, but you have to have an invite to get in. So I just put a permanent invite link on my 3D map and on my blog. So anybody who wants to join, there's your invite link. and that gets you over to the CV roundtable room.
Okay, all right. And, Ernie wants a favor, okay?
Okay.
You ready? Send me 400 words of the steps you went through to do this and how you're using it. And, you know, because I like, this is what, but I need to know, it's kind of an open source of they, you know, none your business or whatever, but I need to know what this is running on, what controls they have, who is going to censor. See, that I give you, have you heard my Catapult channel thing?
Oh, dude, I love your freaking intro. You got the greatest intro of any radio station I've ever been on.
No, my Catapult thing.
What's that?
Okay, this is it. If you want to know how free you really are, because a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of nasty stuff on the internet. You got, you know, snuff films, child porn, you know, freak, whatever the hell. But I don't really see a lot of people protesting in the streets, carrying signs and that, you know, and Trump promised and pinky sweared and swamp and all this other crap. But I'm going, you want to find out if a distribution network is free, you know, and not censoring or whatever, this is how you do it. Because the internet love them some cats. So if I got a video channel with cats being catapulted into little baby white furry kittens into cactuses or something, man, the signs come out. There's somebody going to get hellfire missile petitions of take down the server. They are, hell no, save the kittens, okay? So that's my test. I go to these guys, they go, oh, yeah, you can do it, won't be. I go, really? Can I have my catapult channel on it? What? Yeah, little furry white
that
baby kittens.
That is hilarious.
You know, I'm going, you can do that. And I would Photoshop, not really, I wouldn't do it, but, you know, you'd have, you know, little spines through the eyeballs of the disemboweled little baby kitten. Man, hell no. So all of these guys that are coders and they got a kitten sitting behind them on their lap, on their desk, whatever, as they're doing all this stuff. And you start, they go, oh, freedom, no censorship, except that cat channel.
So, prove it to me. Bitch slap your cat live on TV.
Right. So, exactly. So my thing is that, you know, my only hesitation is that it may become a thing, you know, and people start, you know, that probably not that, but it's a good word picture to get in your mind of the kinds of things that motivate people, and it's cats on the internet. The internet is owned by cats. And if they can censor, take down, obfuscate something, punish, they them those will. And certainly people will do it without understanding that's where freedom is. So Discord, if I put channels, you know, you got a lot of stuff up there, and you want to find out how freedom it is, I put a catapult video on there. Oh, I'm going to find out how censorable Discord is. You see my point?
Yeah. Here's how I figure it. You know, in the Anon world, you know, the rule of whoring is this. You whore a thing until you break it. And if you break it, you didn't buy it, find another whore. So, you know, with the Discord thing, I'm not actually running this on my server. It's on discordapp.com, and I just created a channel there.
Yeah.
And I mainly did it because I got an invite to another channel where I was talking about some GitHub shit. And, you know, I was like, this is kind of cool. You know, I was looking at it going, hey, what is this? I've never even seen this before. And I was like, can I create my own channel? Shit, I just created my own channel. Now, I have not done a lot
of research. How hard was it doing setup?
I mean, literally, it took me 5 seconds to create this thing.
Okay, now this is interesting to me. It has, I go to your Discord channel, but it still has it climateviewer.com, pollute, you know, different categories. How is that done? Or how does it interface?
I mean, I don't have anything like that on here. I mean, what are you seeing? Let me screen share real quick. I'll show you what I'm seeing. Make sure we're seeing the same damn thing.
Well, I'm just seeing in the URL, it says climateviewer.com/pollution, but it's going to your Discord channel.
No, if you go to the pollution page, there's like climateviewer.com/pollution says climate viewer pollution tracking mapping climate change today.
Yeah, but okay. So I'm still on your site. How do I go to the Discord?
Click the chat button. It's pollution, privacy, propaganda, interviews, chat. Archives, and then chat. It's over on the right.
Got it. Okay, I go to chat. So Discord is, okay, so I'm not even really on it. So that's your site. Okay,
website you were just looking at. When you click the chat link, it's going to say you've been invited to Climate Viewer chat. Hit accept. And then you're in.
All right. that. Oh, crap. I'll be here for all day if I do this. All right. So this is, you see, damn it. So what is it? So I can't even look at a Discord channel without joining. Is that the deal?
Well, they have different options. And right now I've got it up on the screen right now. You should be able to see it.
Yeah.
But this is what it looks like. So,
oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, people post links. It's just like IRC. These are people that are
okay, so it's kind of a Facebook wall thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a chat room. You know, I'm the unicorn. These people are online. These 28 offline currently. It has private
messages. Oh, hell no, man. If this isn't going to suck all my time. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I've told them straight up. I said, look, guys, I am not going to respond to everything in this bitch. If you think you're coming here to ask me a question, you're guaranteed an answer. This is not for that. Now, I'm going to scroll through it, but literally, I just came here, and the thing said there was 150 new messages. You know?
What I don't need.
Yeah, I said, look, I just got online, haven't read chat today, been a rough day. And they're like,
okay, what they're talking about, LRN.FM, encouraged me to do that. In fact, they created one for me, they said. Let me go check that. So I put Discord, declare your independence. Let me see if it comes up. Spirit of the Sam, Discord. I don't think it's up there. So I'm going to go ahead and check this out. They wanted, I probably put LRN.FM. LRN.FM.
And see, I'm using it on discordapp.com because that's their site. And so far, you know, I mean, the shit that we're saying in there, if you were going to censor something, you would censor that stuff. And I mean, we're talking straight up about NSA and all the same stuff I talk about on my website. Nothing seems to be censored. Nobody's private messaged me or emailed me to say that they're being censored. They've been able to publish whatever the hell they want. So far, so good. And I don't have to violate, you know, the security protocols I have on my website because basically I'm running an Apache server with static files. I'm using Hugo to generate my sites now instead of WordPress. So I generate my entire website on my computer and then just hit upload to a FTP. I mean, I literally could put my websites anywhere on the internet on free servers and they would run and load in 2 seconds.
Okay, I'm putting it in now from LRN because they wanted me to do this. Let me see. Give me just a second.
Real quick, I wanted to read you this one. My aspirant libertarian friend, when you free your mind from false concepts and misconceptions that fixate your thinking with the mental grooves fashioned by those who seek to enslave you, then you'll discover what liberty really is. Then you'll be able to live free. Most so-called libertarians are like pigs hopelessly floundering in a cesspool of statist concepts. Just as it is almost impossible for a fish to imagine life on land, so it is very difficult, if at all possible, for an aspirant libertarian locked in status concepts to conceive of life outside of his self-created cesspool.
What? He wants you to do what?
He's basically like, he's giving a guy a what for who's like, you know, well, I'm a libertarian, and that means that I'm this. And the guy's like, you don't even know the fucking definition of libertarian. You're not even close yet. And maybe one day you will be, but if you're saying you're a libertarian, he's like, libertarian, he snorted, practically all so-called libertarians are still so conditioned and so far from the truth, they don't know the first thing about liberty.
So he wants you to be something else? Or
no, you really have to read it. You've got to read it.
I ain't got it, nothing. Screw
I'm trying to get you. I'm just trying to give you a little taste and get you aggravated, but you know, it's the truth. There's a lot of people who say they are a thing, but they don't truly understand that what they are saying is slave speak itself, that they're buying into an idea.
Oh, man, bullshit, man. They understand exactly what they got paid to do it.
I don't think that's you at all, but I'm saying of a lot of people,
No. I mean, this kind of criticism, this kind of distraction, this kind of trolling, you know, is when the World Wide Web started hitting, you know, that when it used to be bulletin boards and email lists, and back in the day, you could ask any question and you get a professional answer from a liberty-oriented professor, doctor, lawyer, activist, mechanic, electrician, whatever, that would have an opinion, you get the answer. And then there's the trolls that go in, ah, you're not supposed to ask that question. You're not allowed, you know? And that's what I see here. It's just, and it spends your time jerking around with these guys. Now, what L. Neil Smith made a point of early on, he goes, I see this technique. He goes, you're not going to change their mind. That's not the reason you engage with them. It's for the entertainment and the information of the audience that's paying attention. But the audience that pays attention to a lot of these troll bait back and forth, ouch, quit it crap, you know, they're not paying attention anymore. I get it. So I don't need another distraction. I want to sit there and engage. I got enough, you know, keeping me busy. But this is a, I'm up to the point, add friend. You can add a friend, their Discord tag, you know, to have friends, direct messages. I got, you know, whatever, find, you know, okay. All right, I see what they're doing. What they created here was a LRN.fm Discord for the network. And that I, you know, people be on there while I'm doing the show, I guess.
Yeah, it's a chat room. That's all it is. It's a way for, you know, hey, you know, if you want to interact with me during the show, go in the chat room while I'm live. And the thing is, for me personally, I can't think and talk and read their bullshit at the same time. So you literally have to have a producer like Donna do that for you. Where Donna will keep an eye on the chat, even be logged in as, you know, Freedom's Phoenix in chat. And she can respond to most of the things because she already knows everything you got to say. You know, she's been listening to you forever. So, but she will point out to you, look, I've got a question from so-and-so that is this. And that's the way you want to handle it. So you have your chat for your listeners so that they can discuss while you're having the show, like, you know, somebody's like, I totally fucking agree with him. And then the next person is like, no, screw him. This is that, you know, that Donna can look at the chat and kind of gauge just like the technocrats.
Yeah,
do,
yeah,
just
yeah. Like, no, this is like screening calls or whatever. Oh, you need
it's a way for your audience to chat with themselves, circle jerk, while you're having your show and, you know, submit questions to you live. If you wanted to use it that way.
All right, so I got it up. So this isn't any more than, it's a chat room. See, we've had instant messaging in chats when I was doing my radio show when I first started here in the Valley. And it added, you know, I do, but it's just so distracting, especially when I'm doing my own board hopping, you know.
You cannot do that while doing your show. Yeah. I know from personal experience. Yeah, but during your breaks, you can look at it real quick, maybe respond to somebody if you've got that kind of energy. I pretend not to do it, but my wife will monitor the chat. Like if I'm on Facebook Live or Google Hangouts, she'll monitor the live chat and tell me, you know, like, this is a question you should answer. You know, this is actually a good question. It's related to what you're talking about right now. And then some of the other ones, you know, if somebody's just trying to be a distraction, you know, or trying to, you know, like just ruin the chat, she'll go in there and shut them down, kick them out if necessary. We rarely ever have to kick anybody.
God, this is like, I got such crap up, man.
It's a part-time fucking job.
I need another thing, you know, but, you know, that's kind of cool. All right. Damn it.
It's something you put a link up to it on your show, you know, and say, hey, you know, join us in chat. And, you know, if you want your question answered on air, use, you know, hashtag ask me anything or something like that. You know, come up with gimmicks for it. But you literally have to have a producer or somebody that is going to be able to relay that to you while you're live if you're going to intend on even reacting to it. Otherwise, it's just a chat room for fans of the network, and it allows them to congregate in a place where they're not on Facebook or Twitter. So that's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's a mini social media. I mean, it does everything Facebook does, right?
Yeah.
So it's your own personal Facebook that you can have that I mean, as far as I've been able to see so far, we posted links to CIA reading room down to Cryptomay and, you know, the Black Vault, and, you know, nothing seems to be getting blocked. So, I mean, it's better than Facebook, and all this shit is monitored whether you like it or not. I mean, even the assholes on I2P that are going through Tor blockchain, I mean, they'll track you at the MAC level address. I mean, that's what Google does. You know what I mean? Once they have your MAC address and your, you know, unique ID, UUID for your Pentium fucking processor, you know what I'm talking about. And that's the way they've always done it. Google tracks you through your hardware. So whether you're behind a VPN, whether you're, you know, all of that, it takes one damn cookie.
Yeah.
I mean, so I operate on this. You should see the back of my laptop. It says, do not use for storage, risk of fire.
You know, I just posted my first thing. They have a Declare Your Independence, you know, show chat category. I guess I'm there. Okay, they set it up for me. And somebody was talking about my son's a sprint car driver that has Bitcoin.com, Bitcoin Cash is King, kind of, you know, one of those winged little, you know, sprint cars, and it's all logo and Bitcoin. They go, hey, Ernie's son's a sprint car driver. And I just put up the link to the pictures of it and the article they had on Bitcoin. Yeah, boom. There, I did my first thing. There, you get to see it. I did it. Nope, I'm not checking it. No more. I'm not. Maybe, during the show, I'll have it up and kind of look and engage and encourage people to go. But damn, one more freaking thing. And I remember how distracting the chat was when I was doing Terran Radio here, but it's, All right. So this is a chat thing. It's kind of like a live Facebook-y, whatever. Can you do videos or live videos or any of that stuff on here?
I haven't tried that yet. You can't, that's what, you know, like my social media thing we're working on, Attention. It does mapping, graphing, timeline, and this, you know, Discord thing all in one. And we've got built-in video chat and audio chat, but I don't think this one does video. It just does. They have audio channels, so it's like TeamSpeak or Ventrilo. It's just, you know, you can go in that channel and have a push-to-talk button. And I don't even know that if it's like, I haven't even tried it yet, to be quite honest with you, but I intend to use it for like a, you know, conference call.
Till you break it! Till you break it.
Yeah, I'm going to make just work it till it destroys itself, or it, you know, continues to work forever. We'll see. And if that doesn't work, then we'll throw it away and be like, hey, the Discord chat's gone. I'm not using that shit anymore. So that's the way I think it's pretty cool. So far, it has worked out really well. I've only had it up for a week, and I've already got 40 members in the damn thing. So not bad. I mean, and the thing is, it also, as far as perception management goes, the perception that there is an ongoing and thriving community in and of itself can be powerful. So what you'll notice, especially with, I'm sure you've got a much larger audience than I do, that once you start announcing that you have a chat, that thing's going to fill itself, and when other people come, they're going to see, oh man, there's a lot of other people who hang out in here. And there'll be people who literally are in the chat 24 hours a day, just running their damn mouth.
Yeah, they're sitting here yakking. When's Ernie coming? Ernie's coming. Bill, like, when's he coming? Is the show coming? Where are you, Ernie? Okay, I did it. Crap, man. Get off my ass.
Yeah, all so right. Just go in, and then you pop in. You have your own special account. You get to be king of the roost with a special account, you know, and a special color and all that shit. So you come in and you go, hey, everybody, I really appreciate you guys being part of the community. Drop a couple links in there every now and then, things like that. That's really all it is.
Yeah, it's another echo chamber, though, man. I mean, just...
you know, I mean, well, but let your audience have their own echoes, because at the end of the day, they're going to take, you know, what you've been saying on the radio, and then they're going to bounce that around the room in there, and then they're going to be people who disagree with you. You might actually end up going in that chat and having somebody change your mind. I find that highly unlikely, but hey, it occasionally happens. You know what I mean? I've had my ass handed to me a couple times on my topics, and you know what I do? I live and I learn and I change.
All right, I go to Discord. Wiki. Proprietary freeware voiceover internet protocol application designed for gaming communities that specializes in text auto communication between users in a chat channel. Discord runs on Windows, Mac, Android, iOS, Linux, blah, blah, blah. As of December 17, there were about 87 million unique users. Damn. History. Mm-hmm. The concept of Discord came from CEO Jason Citron, who had founded OpenFaint, a social gaming platform for mobile gamers. He eventually sold OpenFaint to Gree in 11 for $104 million, of course, which he used to found Hammer and Chisel, a game development studio, in 2012. The original product was blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. I want to know who bought it. Let's see who bought it. They go, oh, this guy, and he's great and wonderful, and the kind of man, Google. You know, I just need to see what we got. To develop Discord, Hammer and Chisel gained additional funding from UWeb Incubator, which had funded the startup of Hammer and Chisel and the Benchmark Capital from Benchmark Capital and Tencent. Okay. Let's see. Digital Republic released Reddit communities, yada, 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 Twitch. Let's see. Gamers through other. All right. So let's look at Benchmark Capital and Tencent and find out where Bill Gates is.
shit, right? Because he's definitely going to be in there.
An American venture capital firm responsible for early-stage funding of numerous successful startups like Dropbox, Twitter, Uber, Snapchat, Instagram. Okay, freaking, I don't even need to go any further. I get it.
Thank you. I think you get the picture. But it is proprietary. It is not open source. When you said you had it on your thing, I'm like, you have it on your fucking website? Because I didn't know that it had a GitHub. And that's my benchmark. If it's on GitHub, it usually is actually open source. And I did not see any GitHub code.
Open source doesn't make it, you know, I'm not a source of information for them. You know, I open sourcely, we ripped you off of all your goody. I mean, I open sourced it.
Open source means I can look through the code and I understand the code.
I know the code. They're taking all my crap. That's what their code is. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, like with our Nintendo stuff, we're using interplanetary file system on blockchain and it's all encrypted end to end. That's the kind of shit they don't want to happen and be on GitHub.
Period.
Minds.com, MeWe, all of these guys that claim to be open source, they are not. They have portions of their code that are open
source. Okay, this is one of the funders. There's two major ones. This one is Tencent. It's the world's biggest investment corporation, one of the largest internet and technology companies, as well as the largest and most valuable gaming, Tencent game and social media company in the world. Its many services include social network, music, web portals, e-commerce, mobile games, internet services, payment systems, smartphones, and multiplayer online games, which are all among the world's biggest and most successful in their respective categories. Offerings in China include a So Discord is they, them, those. Get over it.
Yeah. Next. I mean, it's just a chat room. It's
just a who's in the chat room saying what, another point of I gotcha. You know, just as long as I'm going in fully informed and it's always this crap, man.
It's always going to go back to that, and that's why I keep saying, like, in the background, I always work on attention as much as I can, because eventually I will have my own social media that is not owned by anybody else that does all of these same features, and it's completely free and open source. That way people can see the code and know that it's not being hacked, jacked, and, you know, owned by these bankers and investment firms and all that. And I've had people throw money at me before saying, hey, I want to buy this idea. Fuck you. This is my idea. When I get done with it, Google is going to be out of business because you won't even have to search the internet with words anymore. And that'll ruin all the SEO guys and their monopoly on the internet.
What do you mean they have to search with words? What are you talking about?
It's all right. Example: Boston bombing occurs, and you go to, what are you going to do? You're going to go to Google and type in Boston bombing, and then you're going to get all the SEO results that, you know, people bought and paid for to get to the top, and you're going to get the censorship and all that stuff. But what if I were to go to a map and draw a circle around downtown Boston where it occurred, and then say, give me every YouTube video, every tweet, every Facebook post. Give me news, give me this, give me that, and let me search it that way. Now, I still type some words in, but I'm able to grab them from many, many different sources and overlay them onto a map. Then what if I graphed that and saw their relations? And then what if I were to take that and put it into a timeline events and then go back to my Twitter feed style thing? So I've got four separate views of data and mapped, graphed, which is relations, chronological and vertical like a Twitter, Facebook feed. All same idea. That's my network attention or intention, netention. My intention is to learn something about Boston bombing. Well, tomorrow, I want to actually speak with somebody in downtown Israel. So I'm going to draw a circle around downtown Israel and say, who is here right now available for chat? Fuck you, Facebook. I'm not trying to make a friend. I just want to talk to a person from around the world and ask them individually, you know, questions. Have you ever heard of ISIS? Well, guess what? When I've done that in the past, they're like, we've never even heard of ISIS. What? You've never heard of ISIL? That's the kind of shit that happens to me when I was in Anonymous. And I quickly realized that.
Yeah, International Society for Individual Liberty.
And you put
it was ISIL. They had to change it.
You need to be able to connect with people, sans these networks, because they are not designed to actually connect people to have free discussions. They are designed to keep people in boxes and allow you limited networks with limited hangout. So. That's
okay, this is what I did. My first post, you know, people were asking, you know, where's Ernie? I go, I'm here. Then they were talking about my son's sprint car. Okay, I put a link. What's the next one? FYI, so you know, I put in the Wikipedia link to Discord, the software, and the money that came from Benchmark, Venture Capital, and from Tencent, which is a Chinese company or whatever, and boom, it takes those sites and it puts in the graphics, it adds some stuff on the company there, boom, there it is. First thing Ernie says, know where you're at, okay? Just understand who's getting all your data. It's a freedom secret, not so much. Not so much.
I mean, at the end of the day, you willingly accept this thing. The reason why I'm on Facebook is because that's where the people are. And if you want to do perception management and perception warfare like they do against us, the info war, as they call it, mind war is actually the military terminology for this, winning the hearts and minds of individuals. They believe that we actually lost the Iraq war because the American people did not believe in it.
I heard that about every other war.
You know? Yeah, so that's why they say that, you know, they're now legalized to do, you know, their disinformation campaigns again now, that they can use the media to lie to the American public. It's legal.
Hey, yeah. Jim, let me throw in. So, Jim, you mentioned, you know, perception management. I did something for my one of my sons recently, not on the Boston bombing, but on the thing in Parkland. And what I did for him is I went to YouTube and I put in Parkland bombing, and then all the top 10, 20, 30 results, they're all gun control. It's all CNN. It's all, you know, everything like that. I went to the decentralized BitChute platform and I put in Parkland shooting, and then I sorted by view count, and it's all, every single one of them is exposing
all the
lies
bullshit
and the
all
fake
right BitChute. Tell me about BitChute. BitChute, you know, catapult videos.
It's an IPFS based video thing. It takes forever in a fucking day to upload a video to it because it's getting mirrored on the blockchain. But it's DLiveTube is another one. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, we're on DTube.
Yeah, DTube.
No, they took down my Vimeo channel finally, a couple weeks, 3 weeks ago or so. I knew it was coming. Yeah. They started going. We're from the International Federation of out of London of We Don't Like You, and one that they did, it was a show I did two and a half years ago on Zionism.
Yeah,
and I'm going.
You're racist. You're racist now, don't you know that?
No. They said it was music that was in it. You know?
Always is content ID.
I don't know. And this is, you can see, I may use it, you know, for the audience, and they're there, and LRN's promoting it, but I regularly, I just want to make sure you guys know it's just another subset of category of a profile of you're here saying this about that of your account of whatever. And what's the first thing they're going to have for me? Discord is owned by these venture capital that has all the other, and kind of they rule you on all the other stuff.
What was your guess, your website again with slavery? What was it?
UnderstandingOurSlavery.com.
Understand.
And here it has a Benchmark is an American venture capital firm responsible for the early stage funding of numerous successful startups, including Dropbox, Twitter, Uber, Snapchat, Instagram, and Discord. And I'm going, but Discord would be different than those other ones. They won't be surveilled or controlled like Twitter was. They're going to do it different with Discord. That'd be different, right? No.
I'm sorry. I started looking at his website. That's all right. Your little flash drives, man. That's pretty damn cool.
You know where that inspiration from that, you know, he'd already started, did his book, and I had him on, a year and a half ago or something. It was a while ago. And they were doing flash drives for freedom or something that people would donate their bunch of their flash drives and it would wipe it. And they would put all this information and movies and stuff to infiltrate North Korea. It was South Koreans taking all of these flash drives. People just donate them. They just put them in it, wipe and add, and then they were sending them to North Korea for people to have
over
these
the border. Yeah, I knew a guy who actually, too far. Drones dropping them, let's just put it that
way. No, that would be wrong. They're not allowed.
They fly the damn flash drives over.
It's so over, man. It's like there's... You know, there has to be this kind of data collection like here to kind of see, you know, where it's going and how and from where. And I'm off the radar enough that they kind of, you know, I'm just, I need my catapult channel. Well, that's one thing DTube, they pinky swear, is that it can't be censored. It can't be taken off. It's, you know, it's decentralized.
Yeah, once it's on IPFS, it's damn near impossible to get it off the blockchain.
But... they aren't obligated to promote it or trend it or say, looky over there.
Nope.
You know, if I got a catapult channel, they're definitely not putting that on the list. But that doesn't mean that I can't, you know, use the URL. You know, I just go or wherever the address, how it works. And I go, it's over there. Wants to go see cats getting pulled? It's all done. I guarantee you that's...
politicians getting catapulted.
Ooh. We just got to find some politician named Cat. Catherine or something.
He said basically there his definition is it censorship on your network is if you can launch a cat, if you can catapult a cat and the video doesn't get taken down, then that's a censorship free network.
His wife is now mad at you, Ernie.
Like toss a cat against
no catapult. Got to be a big giant swing. You know what they call those siege engines?
Trebuchet.
You know, catapults.
Catapult. A cat.
So she, she's probably not digging it. She's not digging it.
Yeah, meme out of that, I swear to God.
No, she's not digging it. She's like, no.
And my wife is the queen of dark humor.
Now, so this would be, you know, it'd go viral. And it'd piss them off all the hell. They'd be protesting my front yard. But the I go, hey, man, don't blame the messenger. Go find where that server is and go protest there.
Yeah.
I can't take it down. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so that's kind of my test. Hey, thanks for spending the extra time with me, Jim. I'm really, whenever you got something cool going on, you're just like, oh yeah, crap. Are you going the red pill?
I'm actually, I had to decline now. I was supposed to speak at it. I'm having surgery on
seven days.
Yeah. Like 7 days before.
For what? Event.
For my thyroid. I have Graves' disease. See this swollen neck?
Yeah.
I'm a targeted individual, man. They microwaved my goddamn neck when I went to the WeatherMod conference.
That's what it just started and kind of going and...
It swole up really badly, and now, I mean, you could see it in the shadow there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've had Graves' disease for 9 years now, and it's the last 2 years it's gotten really bad. I don't sleep. And since January, I've had a couple panic attack events where I passed out and just my heart's racing. I'm on beta blockers and all this shit.
So they take the thyroid out, give you some kind of supplement or replacement, and then you're good.
Right now, I'm on like 3 fucking medications. I'll be back to 1, and it's mostly natural. I mean, it's like bovine freaking thyroid juices.
All right,
I guess,
man. So whatever gets you fixed, we need you around. I mean,
the beta blocker.
I'll be off the tachycardia, beta blocker shit. My heart won't race. I'll start gaining weight again. But yeah, so I talked to Ed Griffin and he's like, you know, please let me just, you know, do pre-record something and I'll do a shorter version of it. Not 45 minutes. I'll do 30 and you can give my extra 15 minutes to somebody else who's there. And I told him what I was going to speak about. And he was like, wow, I thought I knew a lot about this. Yes, I will let you do that.
All right, cool.
So I'm going to be doing one on geoengineering and the big picture about trees.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to be doing on a media panel of kind of something just to get me there. But the I'm looking forward to, damn, that sucks, man. I was looking forward to seeing your stuff.
I really wanted to go to this badly. And Patrick Wood, I gave him a heads up about a month ago, letting him know that this could be coming. And I tried to get the surgery scheduled for after the event. But that's not working out so well. They're like, no, you're in a serious risk of a heart attack.
You need to get on anxiety meds.
And yeah, and I'm on fucking Xanax right now just so I can stay mellow.
Until the surgery.
Yeah, just until the surgery.
All right, cool. Well, good luck, man. I'm sorry to hear you having these problems. I'm glad you're getting it taken care of, though. And I'm sure mom like you around. That'd be good.
Yeah, my grandma had Graves' disease, and I'm trying to prevent my two daughters from ending up with it. And I learned a lot about leaky gut and all that too late. But, you know, I literally was in the ER because I couldn't breathe because this son of a bitch had swole up so much. And now we're at a point where I've got it to decrease in size a little bit, but, you know.
So it's not tissue around, it's the thyroid itself that needs to go.
The thyroid itself. Yeah. It's, I mean, if you've ever seen a goiter before,
yeah, no, like, I know what you're talking about.
Out of your neck, that's a possibility.
I watch Seinfeld. You
know, Lord Monckton, you know that he has Graves' disease, right?
No, I don't know.
The reason why his eyes are like that is because of Graves' disease.
Your eyes,
that's the reason my eyes have started to bug out a little bit. It's from proptosis. It's caused by Graves' disease, and I knew it the minute I saw him. And I walked up to him and I said, "You know, we have something in common, Graves' disease." And he looked shocked as hell that I would say that to him, because I guess nobody, you know, would ever call him on it, let alone recognize it.
Yeah.
And that was immediately something we had in common. But
hopefully I got to get going and edit the show and get this everybody screaming for it. Yeah. But I tell you, you know, good luck with that. You know, send me an email, drop me something, let them know how you're doing. I mean, you know, I'm out, I'm not dead or something.
Yeah, I certainly will. And I'll be, you know, they said that I might lose my voice for a week or so.
Oh, sound, my God.
You know, I'll have a hoarse voice, but I've got the raspy. It might be a little bit raspy. That might be even fucking cooler, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Post, you irradiate him. Now he's Darth Vader. He's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, so I mean, regardless, if I come out sounding like Stephen Hawking, you know, whatever. But it's a necessity at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm hip. Well, good luck to you, and you know,
I appreciate you having me on, dude. Yeah, I love you guys. You're fucking amazing, dude. And I tell everybody about your you know, you're a true pirate.
Yeah. Go check out PiratesWithoutBorders.com and read the letters. They're short. You know, they're awesome. You know,
we're Out borders. Let me put that in.
My Yeah. Do this for me. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. Go to pirateswithoutborders.com.
Uh oh. Sounds like trouble.
Trouble. And then it's all peaceful. Down. Well, the pirates are, you know, you're a pirate because you're against all flags. See, it didn't matter if the a letter of mark from the king to go rape and pillage the Spanish galleon, as long as they got a cut, that was fine, you know. But, you know, if you're like, no, I don't want the pirate, you're not, you know, in one of our the at warring kingdoms will go up and combine their efforts to go get the pirates because he's not kissing their butt. But hit the top video and just watch the video. You got it. Pirates got to have a ship. Got to have a ship.
Did y'all hang up?
No, I'm looking at what took his damn website so long to load.
Yeah, what took so long? Explain that to me.
You're using PHP? Is this WordPress?
I don't know. My IT guy is doing it.
Yeah, so you were on initial load time. Like, the son of a bitch literally took 25. Hold on, let me do it again.
No. It takes me a long time, too. Why? You know why?
Pending. It's because your server is querying documents and it's overloaded. You're either under DDoS or you have a heavy load from your PHP. And I'm willing to bet this is WordPress.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
So, let me look at this light box. I'm not seeing a whole lot of WordPress. No? Scripts.
Well, send me, you know, my IT guy. I've been complaining about this. If you know why or got kind of quick vet, kind of send me and I'll get on it.
Hold on.
Well, that video is on. Is going to take a while because it's loads.
It's because you're loading. All right, so you're loading your JavaScript in the head. Tell them to move all the JavaScript to the bottom of the body, and you're loading ajax.googleapis.com, which is a big old screaming fuck up. Now, I'm going to tell you about a dirty, dark secret, and you can spread this.
Wait. Write it down to me. Send me an email because I don't remember all. I don't know what
you're talking about. I'm going to tell you that I'll write this down too, but here's a big secret most people don't know. Google Fonts is used to silence people's websites. So the rule of thumb is this. You have the first 2 to 3 seconds for something to be displayed on a website, or most, or 85% of users hit the back button. So if they can just stall your website for 5 seconds, 80% of your traffic will never even come there. They'll just say, oh, well, this website doesn't work. Oh, it might be a virus. What am I doing? Screw this. So if you're loading Google Fonts, I wrote a special code that basically all of my website uses monospace font. And then after the entire website is loaded, at the very last code on the very last line of the very last thing I do is I load up Google Fonts. And then I assign a class to the body that gives those fonts.
Okay, now I'm going to write this stuff down to Derek that you said and kind of, you know, what am I writing? I go, Google Font is intentional slowdown of Pirates Without Borders. Move to what?
Move to the end. You want to load it after everything is loaded. So you want to make sure, because see, I'm seeing, you've got Google Ajax APIs jQuery. So you're pulling your jQuery from Google's server. You can do that locally. So instead,
okay,
don't pull it.
I gotta say, pull jQuery
and bootstrap JavaScripts out of the head.
Okay, wait. Come on, chill out. Pull jQuery local, not from what?
Not from Google. Same with the Bootstrap. Bootstrap CDN. Don't use Bootstrap CDN. Make it local.
Bootstrap.
Best way to put this. Make all JavaScript local, not CDNs. And
okay, what do you think I take? Shorthand? Make JavaScript what?
Local, not from CDN.
Not from what?
CDN.
CDN. Okay. And then?
And then move them from the head to the very last line before HTML and body. It needs to be at the bottom.
Okay, move
of the
from head to very end
of body.
Of body.
And the reason why is that's called a content blocking script. So until those scripts are fully loaded, they will not, it will not draw anything on the screen.
Okay, content blocking script is what?
That's your JavaScript, your bootstrap.min.js, this jQuery min.js. They're being loaded from servers that are not your server. And if it's loaded from googleapis.com, then guess what Google APIs can do? They can say, let's wait 20 seconds before we give them that fucking file. And then nothing on your screen will draw until Google gives that file. So that's why it's called a content blocking script. You never put JavaScript in the head. This is the old school way of doing things. And then people have figured this shit out that it's a really bad idea. And looking at your code right here, CSS belongs in the head because, and you can actually cheat on that too if you really want to make it screaming fast. But he's actually got all the CSS up here that I'm seeing, Lightbox, AZPP, and this Font Awesome is local. But at the top, he's got ASPNetCDN.com/Ajax/Bootstrap. So he's getting his Bootstrap from two different sites.
Okay, now wait a minute. Say that again. ASPNet what?
Yeah, this ASPNetCDN.com for Bootstrap at the top. He needs to take everything off of CDNs. You need to serve all your shit locally, and you need to do only CSS in the head and JavaScript at the bottom of the page. Because
okay, let me say this. ASPN net CDN take what? Take off, take something, what?
He needs to just make it local. No CDNs. If you tell the guy no CDNs, CSS and head, JavaScript at the bottom of the page.
No CDNs.
CSS. If you want me to do this for you, I will.
All right. Well, you can help him work out. I'll send. Okay. What's your email?
My email is jim@climateviewer.com.
jim@climateviewer.com. Okay.
But you can see Jim, if you go to climateviewer.com, that son of a bitch will load in 1.5 seconds.
Without borders. He knows why slow. Okay. Okay. Now, when you said no CDNs, and what was that statement?
No CDNs, CSS in the head, JavaScript at the bottom of the page.
JavaScript at bottom of page. Now, the reason that's slow is because Google.
That's one of the reasons.
Google
can rate limit you. So if Google decides it's not going to give you the file, then you're not going to get the file until it's damn well ready.
Got it.
But I'm actually running a GT Metrics right now on the website.
With Jim to fix site speed. Boom.
Oh my God. I just ran a GT Metrics on your website, which will rate speed and tell me issues.
Mm-hmm.
Analysis error. The page returned an error 500 internal server error. You got issues, bro.
All right.
Big issues.
We got major issues that he has diagnosed. Please take advantage of his help ASAP. Boom. Thank you very much. Do me a solid on that. I just put in a bunch of crap that you said, and he might know what the hell you're talking about. But, yeah, this has been
a
problem.
You can give him my phone number, too, if you don't mind.
All right. Well, it's going to be we're recording this, so... out in the open.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
803.
All right. Your phone number?
Yeah. 803-450-4305. Yeah.
Right. Boom.
And then I got a second analysis error. Read timeout. It literally took so long to read your site, the GT Metrics could not make an accurate measurement on
it. That's bad.
That is extremely bad. You are not getting any hits on your website because you have serious fucking errors.
All right. Well, we've been, haven't been so concerned because we've been building it. And we just turned on the shop upgrades last week. So we're just now getting to where, we're going to go do. I'm glad you looked at it. Thank you very much. Click on the video at the top and it's just a minute video. See how long it takes for that because it goes to another site and it'll load. And that's another, take forever thing. But you can watch that later. Thanks for spending time with me. And that's a big solid. That's we're even, man. Cool.
Yeah. I'm doing understandingourslavery.com too. Yours was pretty fast load on my end. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What do you mean to put on here?
All right. Hey, thanks, Jim. Nice to meet you, invisible wife. So, take care of Jim, man. We need him.
3.6 seconds load time on understandingourslavery.com.
All right. Well, help me. Yeah, we need to get it fixed. Boom. All right. Thanks a lot, man. Talk to you later. Right, peace.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too,
later, man.